You are listening to the Way of Truth broadcast. This service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. Wherever you are listening to this international broadcast, this is Avner Craig, and we welcome you. Opening our service with the selection, Stand Up for Jesus.
Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner, it must not suffer loss. From victory unto victory, his army shall he lead, till every foe is vanquished, and Christ is Lord indeed. Stand up for Jesus, the trumpet call obey. For to the mighty conflict in this his glorious day. Ye that are men now serve him against unnumbered foes. Let courage rise with danger and strength to strength oppose. Stand up for Jesus, stand in his strength alone. The arm of flesh will fail you, ye dare not trust your own. Put on the gospel armor and watching unto prayer. Where calls the voice of duty, be never wanting there. Stand up for Jesus, the strife will not be long. This day the noise of battle, the next the victor's song. To him that overcometh, a crown of life shall be. We with the King of glory shall reign eternally.
Our Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful for the privilege of sharing this gospel message with our precious congregation today. You see each and every one of them. Thank God you love them, everyone, and you're interested and concerned for them. So we're asking thy blessings upon our congregation today, and we're praying that you'll use us to your glory and to their good, for we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
God said it, and I believe it, and that settles it for me. God said it, and I believe it, and that settles it for me. Though some may doubt that his word is true, I've chosen to believe it now. How about you?
God said it, and I believe it.
Of things unseen, the substance of things known.
settles it for me.
God said it, and I believe it,
and that settles it for me. Though some make out that his word is true, I've chosen to believe it now. How about you?
God said it, and I believe it,
and that settles.
God said it, and I believe it. On our broadcast today, I want to speak on the thought of what God requires. And first, let me say, I do believe that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, just as the Bible teaches. I also believe the Scriptures when we are told how this old earth came into being. We read in the little epistle of Colossians, Paul's letter to the church at Colossia, speaking of Christ, "For by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones, or dominions, or principalities, or powers, or all, for all things were created by him and for him, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist." And then we read in St. John chapter 1, beginning with verse 1, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made." We also read in the 17th chapter of the book of Acts, where the Apostle Paul told the people there at Athens that God is the one who gives to all life and breath, yea, and all things. It is in him that we live and move and have our being. So our subject, what God requires. And our text of Scripture is Deuteronomy chapter 10, verses 12 and 13. "And now, Israel, what does the Lord thy God require of you, but to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul, to keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes, which I command thee this day for thy good." The Church of God has a standard, and it is set forth in the Word of God. And that standard is for our good, as I have just read. Now, God is the creator through Christ of all things, including the family of man. And God has a right to tell us what to do and what not to do. First, notice who is that is making this requirement. It was not Moses. No, he was the leader of the children of Israel at the time of our text, true enough. But it was the Lord thy God that said, quoted or gave the scriptures that I have read to you today. "And now, Israel, what does the Lord thy God require of you?" So the earth is the Lord's. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture, and it is the whole duty of man to fear God and to keep his commandments. To fear the Lord, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13. And we are to walk in all his ways. Thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. Isaiah chapter 30 and verse 21. Jesus tells us of two ways. One of them was broad, traveled by many, and one of them was narrow, traveled by a few. And if we're going to obey God, we will walk that narrow way. We read in the 35th chapter of Isaiah about a way that shall be called the way of holiness. And the scripture there in Isaiah 35 tells us that the ungodly, the unjust, shall not walk on that way, but it is for the redeemed. So we are to walk in God's way. Thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not on thine own understanding. In all of thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. So we are told in the book of Proverbs. Now, this way, I then, is to walk in the Spirit. For as many as live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. And if we walk in the Spirit, we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So we read in Romans 8 and 14. Now, we are also told in this passage of Scripture that I have used today as a text that we are to love the Lord and we are to obey him and we are to show our love to him by doing those things that are pleasing and acceptable in his sight. Now, God is love, and he has shown his love to us and for us in so many ways. And now he is instructing us to love him. And that's only just and right. Why shouldn't we love one who loved us so much? We should not find it hard to love one who loved us so much. Jesus said, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. John 14 and 23. What a wonderful promise that God, through the Spirit, and Christ, through the Spirit, will come and will abide with us. I say, what a wonderful promise, but it's conditioned on our loving him. Again, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. What a wonderful promise, I say, but it's based upon our loving him and serving him. And what is the first and great commandment? Jesus was asked this question by a lawyer one time, and his answer was, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. So we read in Mark chapter 12 and verses 29 and 30. And at this point, I'd like to make a short quote from Adam Clark and his commentary. He loves God with all his heart, who loves nothing in comparison of him, who is ready to give up, to do, or suffer anything in order to please and glorify him. He loves God with all his soul, or all of his life, who is ready to give up life for his sake, to embrace all sorts of torments, and to be deprived of all kinds of comforts rather than to dishonor God. He loves God with all his strength, who exerts all the powers of his body and soul in service of God. He loves God with all his mind, who applies himself only to know God and his holy will, who receives with submission, gratitude, and pleasure the sacred truths of the Word of God, which God has revealed to man. And that's the end of the quote from Adam Clark. Now, to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul, he has showed thee, O man, what is good. And what doth the Lord require of thee but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God? So we read in the book of Micah, chapter 6 and verse 8. God's way is good. And remember, our text said, after I read the what the Lord requires, which I command thee this day for thy good. So the Word of God is not something that binds us. No, it's the word of God liberates us. You shall know the truth, and you shall be made free if you will do the Lord's will. If you be my disciples indeed, Jesus said, then you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So the Word of God doesn't bind, but the Word of God liberates. Jesus Christ came into this world to set the captive free. We're told in the book of Isaiah, and Jesus quoted it in the book of Luke, that he had come to open the prison house, and whom the Son makes free is free indeed. And so we are to keep the commandments of the Lord, and we're to keep them for our own good, to keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes, which I command thee this day for thy good. Verse 13 of the text that I read today. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. So we read in Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13. The devil showed Jesus in kingdoms of the world. Let me back up just a moment here. Jesus had fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, and afterwards he was hungry, and Satan came to him and tempted him to turn stones into bread. And Jesus met that temptation by saying, man shall not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And now this is the third temptation that Satan brought against Jesus after he had ended his fast. He showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. And he said unto Jesus, all these things will I give you if you will fall down and worship me. Then Jesus said to him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Matthew chapter 4 and verses 8, 9, and 10. The audacity of that devil of telling Jesus, I'll give these nations or this world to you, when he was talking to the one who had made the worlds. Who does he think he was, and what does he think? Oh, yes, I know he has many, many people under his dominion and under his control, and he uses them to do much evil. But when it comes to the earth, the kingdoms of the earth, they are not his to give. God created all things by Christ Jesus, and by Him all things consist, and we are responsible to Him because we are His by creation, and those of us who are saved are His by redemption. And so Jesus told the old devil when He offered him the kingdoms of this earth that he should get hence because he should serve God and God only. Then Jesus said to him, "Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and Him only shalt thou serve." I have said numbers of times, and I say again on this broadcast, anything that you put ahead of God, that is your God. Yes, it may be an idol, but it's still your God. Anything that you put ahead of God, that's your God. And we are to worship the Lord and Him only. And we are told again in the book of Micah that we are to do justly. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation. And Noah walked with God. So we read in Genesis chapter 6 and verse 9. The God of Israel said, "The rock of Israel spake to me, He that ruleth over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God." So we read in 2 Samuel 23 and 3. Let me read that again. The God of Israel, the rock of Israel, spake to me, He that ruleth over men must be just. How many unjust rulers are there in the world today? But God's requirement of a ruler is that he must be just, ruling in the fear of God. 2 Samuel 23:3. The path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. So we read in Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 18. To love mercy, compassion, pity for the undeserving and the guilty. Thank God for His mercy to us. Where would we be today, and what would be our state if it was not for the mercy of God? Used of both God and man. Yes, the word mercy is used for God and for man. Thank God for His mercy to us, and we should show mercy to others. Solomon said, "Lord God of Israel, there is no God like Thee in heaven above or on earth beneath, who keepeth covenants and mercy with Thy servants that walk before Thee with all their hearts." That's 1 Kings chapter 8 and verse 23. And Micah said we are to walk humbly with our God. "Teach me Thy way, O Lord. I will walk in Thy truth. Unite my heart to fear Thy name." So we read in Psalm 86:11, "For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly." Psalm 84:11. "Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of Thy countenance." So we read in Psalm 89:15. "Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep His testimonies and that seek Him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in His way." Psalm 119, verses 1 through 3. And we are to walk with the Lord humbly and in obedience. And now, O Israel, what does the Lord thy God require of you? But to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul, to keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes, which I command thee this day for thy good. Our text, Deuteronomy chapter 10, verses 12 and 13. Heavenly Father, bless these thoughts to our precious congregation today. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. If our broadcast is a blessing to you, it would be a blessing to us to hear from you. Our mailing address, The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net, our email address. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. You can read our monthly magazine there on our webpage, and you can also listen to a previous broadcast if you would like to hear one again or missed one. And we also invite you to be with us in our services. They are broadcast live over the internet, www.wayoftruth.org. And our Sunday morning service begins at 20 minutes before 11, our evening service at 6, and our midweek service Wednesday evening at 7. And now this is Alvin and Craig. We thank you for being a part of our congregation today, and we invite you to tune in this station next.